WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Less Than Zero. It's a new movie based on the 1984 best-selling novel of the same name by the young author Bret Easton Ellis.
Sometimes Hollywood just seems to be going through the motions. There's a big new book or play or trend. It's hot. The kids are eating it up. Naturally, it has to be a movie, even if it's virtually unfilmable. That was certainly the case with Bret Easton Ellis's fast-selling novel, Less Than Zero. Ellis wrote it during his undergrad years at Bennington, and the book was a loud, alienated moan about the decadence of modern youth, their drugs, their hotsy-totsy nightlife, their polymorphous perversity, the meaninglessness of it all. The book's hero, Clay, was a rich college kid visiting his old Beverly Hills stomping ground during Christmas break, and he was as deadpan and unfeeling as all the other characters he slept and snorted with. But deadpan, unfeeling heroes don't work in movies. So the screenwriter, Harley Payton, has named his hero Bret, after the book's glum author, and turned him into a shy, concerned, upstanding white knight. In the movie, Bret turns out to be a real moral crusader, who comes home for Christmas only to find his girlfriend, played by Jamie Gertz, on cocaine, and his old buddy Julian, played by Robert Downey Jr., $50,000 in debt to a nefarious drug dealer. Can Bret save his two old pals? Will he bore us to death trying? The answer to both questions is almost.
Make me understand, Julian. I really want to understand.
No, you don't.
You look like a rip made me do that. It's not like I had a choice. Man, you did it. You did it to yourself, and you know it. Run away. That's what you're really good at. It's what you always do. I'm not coming after you. Not anymore. Not
well, you don't know.
Well, tell me.
You don't know. Forget it.
Get in the car.
Leave me alone.
What are you going to do now? Are you going to go back to Rick? Are you going to run and hide? I really want to know what you're going to do now.
I tell you that one. I don't know.
Come with me. Just leave with me. I'll take you back to school. There's no reason for you to stay. Not here, not in L.A. It's over. Let's go.
Do I look like I'm ready for homework?
At bottom, Less Than Zero is about nothing more than the heartbreak of losing your high school friends. Sad, but not earth-shaking. But, like Bret Easton Ellis before him, director Marek Kanievska is intent on shaking some earth by dressing up the movie's featherweight themes with drugs and money and sinister music for maximum heaviosity. The result is a turgid, sour, lifeless movie in which pretty faces substitute for actors, neon-tinted lighting substitutes for atmosphere, and a general air of self-righteousness substitutes for moral undercurrents. Kanievska has made the deadly mistake of casting two almost unwatchable lead actors and then trying to make up for the thinness of their characterizations by shooting them in endless, acne-revealing close-ups. Jamie Gertz is very pretty, but her efforts to work up a frenzy of post-adolescent angst are tough on the eyes. And as Bret, Andrew McCarthy manages to make his already vapid character disappear completely. The movie has only one saving grace, Robert Downey Jr. Downey is a soulful, rubber-faced comic actor who can make almost any character likable, even the hapless Julian. Julian's pain apparently interests Kanievska less than the increasingly gruesome sores with which the makeup people have festooned his lips. A movie this bad, with a name like Less Than Zero, invites the worst sort of parting shots, but I'll let you do the math for yourself.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.